With a $1.7 million grant from the National Science Foundation, the University of Arkansas Fayetteville is set to enhance its research computing facilities and network connections. Amy Apon, Professor of Computer Science and Computer Engineering and Director of Arkansas High Performance Computing Center, says that the university has been operating large-scale computational resources since 2005.
We've been operating large-scale computational resources since 2005. We started as a research project with me and a computational chemist, Dr. Peter Poulet, and a computational physicist, Laurent Balazs, and his team. And it has grown now to include mechanical engineers and industrial engineers and electrical engineers and scientists in several fields. So we have an increasingly large user community and computational resources. And we're in the process of acquiring visualization resources. We have also a significant collaboration with the Center for Advanced Spatial Technologies with Dr. Jack Cothran and Fred Limp in that group, and they're assisting with their expertise in visualization and modeling.
The grant that has been funded by the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009 will help improve the existing computing infrastructure, which in turn will help the Arkansas High Performance Computing Center to increase their data transfer speed from 1 gigabyte to 10 gigabytes per second. There are other areas, too, that the grant will be put to use in.
One of the things that that happens with a large computational resource, it's called a cluster, so it's a bunch of small computers that link together, is that they use a lot of electricity and a lot of cooling. And we have physical space in our data center here on campus, but we have maxed out the power that is available and the cooling that is available for these large clusters. And this new grant will allow us to improve the electrical connections, to increase the electrical power, to add uninterruptible power supply, and it will also allow us to add chilled water to the facility so that we can cool larger systems than we were allowed to cool before. Another piece of the grant will improve networking on campus to researchers to allow access to this facility.
Ms. Apon says several research areas, such as integrated nanoscience, computational chemistry, computational biomagnetics, material science, and spatial science, will benefit from the improvements of the high-performance computational facilities and improved networking.
There are several user groups that are going to benefit. Computational nanotechnology is a leading usage of our computational resources. And this group models nanomaterials and materials at small scale so they can understand the physical qualities of materials as they change temperature or under stress or with different kinds of alloys to invent new materials by modeling them. In the computational chemistry area, the research does molecular modeling and understands the forces at the molecular level so that they can invent new drugs or understand the effects of certain chemicals on certain other chemicals. In the area of electromagnetics, this is some very interesting work looking at new ways to do breast cancer detection in non-invasive technique.
According to Ms. Apon, the benefits from the grant will help make University of Arkansas Fayetteville more competitive in the areas of computational and data-driven science.
It gives us a lot of breathing room in terms of being able to acquire larger-scale computational resources. We were starting to see some limitations on what we could install in our data center, but with this grant, we're now able to install new computational resources. We already have funds for some new resources that we are waiting for this upgrade in order to install. And so at the university, all that different research that I just described will have access to more computational power to be able to do the modeling and the simulation faster. And then across the state of Arkansas, because of the Arkansas Research Educational Optical Network, researchers at any public four-year institution in the state of Arkansas will have access to this improved facility.
The renovated facilities will be available to institutions that are part of the Arkansas Research and Education Optical Network that connects all public four-year colleges and universities in the state. For Results at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.